Good morning. All right, so I'm going to try to talk slow and not be nervous. So today's message is on faith. And we're just talking about what faith is. Like, in general, when I started this message, like, if you asked me what faith was, I'd just be like, I don't know, something from the Bible. Like, I don't think I had a clear, definitive answer of what faith was until I started diving into stuff. And then I really, like, my eyes were open. I was like, holy cow, that's what faith means. Like, that's what it really is. And it was pretty incredible. So I started off with the dictionary's definition of faith says this: faith is the complete confidence or trust in someone or something else. So the complete confidence, trust in someone or something else. Now, since the definition of faith mentioned the word trust, I figured I would find the definition of trust. So the definition of trust is a firm belief in the number one, reliability, number two, truth, number three, ability, and number four, strength of someone or something. Now, I was like, well, I'll go find the definitions of all those. So, reliability is the quality of being trustworthy or of performing consistently well. Truth is the quality or state of being true. Ability is the possession of the means or skill to do something. And strength is the quality or state of being strong. So that's everything that truth is. It's reliability, it's truth, ability, and strength. So I was like, okay, well, I'll find the Bible's definition then. The Bible's definition of trust is to have confidence in, which it says in Proverbs 3:5. However, this is the Bible's definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the belief in something we may not be able to see. So that's what faith is. Faith is the belief in something that we might not be able to see. What are some things we have faith in? Anyone can blurt it out. You don't even have to raise your hand. You can just say it. A chair. You have faith in a chair that you're going to sit down and it's not going to break. Lights. Yeah. That when you get up, you're not just going to fall over. You're going to actually be able to take a step. So some of the ones I had written down was that when we flip on a light switch, the light will come on. We have faith that when we go to sleep every night, the sun will rise in the morning. Or that the moon's going to be out tonight. We have faith that when we drop something, that gravity is going to do its thing and it'll fall to the ground. So again, we come back to the verse, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So again, I was like, well, I'll find the definition of substance. So the definition of substance is the real physical matter of which a person or thing consists of, in which has a tangible, solid presence. Now this is how we come to the conclusion that our faith, which has substance, which substance is tangible, our faith is tangible. And the definition of tangible is capable of being perceived, especially by touch. Your faith, each and every single one of you, your faith is real and it is tangible. We can touch it. We it's there. Like, it's not just something we're trying to grasp at. Our faith is here and it's with us, and we always, like, we have it. So we have faith in so many things, and we have no clue that we have faith in those things to accomplish their tasks or to simply just be. We are having faith in so many things that throughout the day, if we thought, holy cow, I'd have to have faith in this and this and this, like, we already have the faith for that. Like, we didn't have to muster up the faith for that. We know that that chair is not going to break when we sit on it. We already have the faith for that. I didn't realize that I have faith the sun will rise every morning or that I will wake up to the South Dakota winds. So the next question is, what do we do with that tangible faith? I'm sure all of us struggle, me included, with something in our lives. It could be school or friendships. It could be work or family. It could be any number of things. Sometimes those things make life difficult, or they can make us feel like we are coming up against a wall or a mountain, even an unmovable mountain. Now, in Matthew 7:20, it says, "He replied, 'Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to those mountains, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.'" So I took the liberty of putting mustard seeds in little bags. And now you guys all get a little baggie with a mustard seed in it. All right. So we all have our little baggie with our tiny little mustard seed in it. So when we go back to the verse, it says, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as the mustard seed, you can say to those mountains, move from here to there, and they're going to move." This is how much faith you need. All right, there's a few things that we can glean from the message. First being the mustard seed. You know, now look at that mustard seed. If you have that tiniest bit of faith, nothing is going to be impossible for you. Like nothing. So, now some facts. Did you know that the mustard plant can actually grow to be 4 to 5 feet tall? Now take this analogy. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, just think of how God nurtures us to grow. He puts us into hard situations to increase our faith in him. Now just imagine if we can move mountains with the faith as small as the mustard seed. Think of what we can do growing in faith and becoming that 4 to 5 foot tall plant. Think of the things that we can do. Have faith to do those things. God puts you through your trials so that you would grow and become the person that you are now, and so that you would have the faith that you do. Another thing that I just thought was so cool, and another thing that the passage says, is that we say to the mountains. This is an action word. Everyone on the count of three, yell out the word say. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Say.
Awesome. Say means that we have to do something. We tell those mountains to move. We don't just sit and wish that they would. We tell them to, because God has given us the power and the authority to do so. He's already bestowed upon you the power and the authority. He knows you can do it. So take that little bit of faith and move that mountain. So he's given you the authority to speak over those giants in your life and tell them to move. You do not have to cower and fear in the face of your giants, for God has given you that strength and the authority to tell them to move. He has bestowed upon you the courage to be able to look those giants in the face and tell them they have no hold on your life. Now, I have had some personal giants I have had to face, and one of those giants in my life has been anxiety. I have had a really difficult time letting people's emotions and different atmospheres take a hold on my life and cause me to physically get sick with anxiety. When I went to camp last year, something changed. As we were in the van heading to camp last year, I couldn't have even described to you how sick and scared and anxious I was. I was scared about being a counselor for the first time, about being around a bunch of people I didn't know. Just everything just kind of freaked me out. The second day was the hardest, but God provided. He put people in my path that I made friends with and a pastor who felt like a grandpa to me. Now, the worship at camp was so beautiful, but it also showed me other kids' faith. They stepped out and did things that they were uncomfortable with, and it made me want to do those things because when they did, fruit came out of it. You saw the fruit of their action. So, well, because I wanted to, God gave me an opportunity. That pastor that felt like a grandpa to me, well, he totally pushed me out of my comfort zone and had asked if I was willing to pray for people. I said yes. I ended up praying for people. We would come into this little area and, you know, people signed up, you know, on a sheet. And, you know, I was with two other people. And so they'd come in and it was for 2 hours, I think, that we prayed for people. And so four people all together that came in, they each had a half hour session or whatever. And so I had never done anything like this. The two people that I was with were, they seemed like super advanced and, you know, they were just kind of always getting visions and kind of knew what's up. And I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here. This does not seem right. I don't think I'm qualified for this. But I did it anyway. And I ended up having my first vision. I had words that I gave to people that I found out later, everything was true. And that was the coolest experience to me. Like, stepping out in faith, doing something I really felt like I was not supposed to be doing. Like, I don't think I can do this. But I did it, and now I have that with me, and I know that I can do it. So now I want to do it. So, although I stepped out in faith, I still battled with my anxiety that entire week. Anytime anyone asked what I needed prayer for, it was always my struggle with anxiety. You know, just, it was day in, day out. I just was so sick to my stomach over, you know, things at home, just all the stuff that I just could not let go of. One of the moments I remember was one of the ladies that served us food. Her name was Ducky. She came to me and prayed over me. Very, very, very personal things that no one knew except God. She prayed over my anxiety, rebuking it, even though she didn't even know about it. I felt like I was truly seen by God in that moment. But it wasn't until the second to last night, as we were singing a song about seeing victory, that one of the leaders asked us to shout out and rebuke something that was no longer wanted in our lives. Mine was anxiety. Now, there's nothing really special about shouting something out in general, but here, this was an action step. We're walking out in faith, seeing something and believing it's going to be gone. A place where I would have to step out in faith and put action to what I truly wanted. So I gave everything in me to rebuke the hold that anxiety had on me, and it worked. And I began to just cry tears of joy and relief. Now, the coolest thing is there was multiple things that had happened that night, one being with Taylor. He was running outside and praising God and jumping all around, which was so cool to see. But it was just so funny when we broke into small groups. All of them were like, "What happened to your brother?" Still one of the coolest moments. But when we broke into small groups after worship that night, I just remember one of my friends saying that I was completely different. That it seemed like a weight was lifted off, and they were not the only ones to say that. There ended up being multiple people that commented on how free I seemed to be. That experience has and forever will change my life. God gave me the power and the authority over the anxiety in my life, and when I spoke to it and I rebuked it in his name, it had to flee. I thank him every day for his provision and his work in my life. Another thing I began to do in the mornings on my way to work as I talked to God was to take time to invite him into my day, speaking every morning that, "Lord, I invite you into my day today. And I give you permission to do what you need to do and I pray that you would use me to do it. Sometimes things don't work out how we want them to, and life just seems to go wrong. And even though it's difficult to not be mad at God and blame him, it is wise to remember we are only seeing a tiny piece of the picture. While we like to be consumed in us and all of our problems and what's going on, God sees the whole picture and how everyone is involved, and he knows exactly what needs to happen and when it needs to happen. Now, this is one of my absolute favorite verses, and I'm sure most of you know it by heart, but it's Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper, not to harm, and to give you hope and a future." Another amazing verse is Deuteronomy 31:6. "Be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, and do not panic, for the Lord your God goes before you. He will never fail you or abandon you." He has had a specific plan for your life since the very moment you took your first breath. He has paved the way for you to succeed and do well. It doesn't seem like it sometimes, but he has a plan. He sees the whole picture. We do not. God has always taken care of us, and he always will. Take a breath right now. That right there, God has orchestrated things. He has. If you are still living and breathing, God still has a plan for your life. The Bible says he even takes care of the sparrows. In Matthew 10:29-31, it says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs on your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." Jesus is the one who is saying this to you. You are more precious than sparrows. But even sparrows don't have to worry, because the Father will take care of them. They don't have to fear, because God's right there. He's going to catch them if they fall. He's not just going to fail you. He's not going to abandon you. He's going to be right there. You're all so incredibly perfect and designed by God and destined for a purpose. You are all put on this earth for a reason. God loves you and he cares for you. You are all uniquely made. No one is the same, and that's a good thing. If we all had people the same, it would just not be cool. It probably wouldn't be the best. Everyone has their own personality and distinctive traits that make them special. So now, summing everything up, we have tangible faith, faith that is that we can have it to be either 4 to 5 feet tall or even as small as a mustard seed. But even that small as a mustard seed moves those mountains. But what do we have to do? We have to say, in the name of Jesus, that mountain needs to move. I have the faith. I'm already believing that it's going to move. He has given the authority to us for those mountains to move. Faith is not hoping we will see the answer in the future. Faith is believing we have the answer now. Faith is living in the answer. Faith is already believing that what you have hoped for and are praying for is going to happen. So thank you, Jesus, for lives being changed today. Thank you, Jesus, for chains being broken. Thank you for the amazing things that you have placed on each and every person. So, if you have faith the size of, you can do anything. Nothing will be impossible for you. Any questions?